And greetings, friends around the world. This is Roderick C. Meredith bringing you this commentary on the book of Matthew. Remember, we've been going through the entire book of Matthew, verse by verse, or almost every verse, over the past few weeks. And we're winding it up now, and we're coming to Matthew 24, one of the most powerful, one of the most complete, orderly, helpful, basic, fundamental prophecies in the entire Bible. This is a very basic, fundamental prophecy. Jesus Christ gave this prophecy speaking from the Mount of Olives. So it's called the Olivet Prophecy. There is a version of it in Mark 13 and in Luke 21. But Matthew gives the most complete and the most orderly structured version. So notice this prophecy of Jesus Christ and follow me in your Bible. Check up on me. Again, I challenge you, prove these things. Be sure. Know what Jesus really taught. Matthew 24, beginning in verse 1. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. Apparently they were saying, oh, look at this and look at that. Well, of course, Jesus knew all about it, but you know how people are. They sometimes point out the obvious. And Jesus said, do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. And, of course, he knew he and the great God had planned this out in advance. And 70 A.D., that temple was virtually destroyed. And, frankly, it will be utterly, totally destroyed before Christ comes the second time. But in 70 A.D., all but a few walls and parts of it were destroyed. And 70 A.D., the invasion of the Roman armies was a type, only a type, my friends, of the time of the end. Some scholars try to say, well, 70 A.D. was the whole thing. That's ridiculous. That is not true at all, but it was a type. God has prophecies that are dual, a duality. You have an earlier type and then a much bigger fulfillment later on. So it is with this prophecy. The terrible destruction on Jerusalem in 70 A.D. was a type, a very small type, frankly, when you really understand of what's going to happen to the peoples of Israel. And I don't mean the Jewish people in this nation of calling itself Israel. I mean the entire peoples of the British-speaking nations of the world, the Anglo-Saxon Celtic peoples of America, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. Those peoples, along with the Jewish people, are going to be punished in a few years in what is called the Great Tribulation. And we and those nations are the descendants of the lost 10 tribes of Israel. That's who we are. And this is going to come on us when you understand. But at any rate, Jesus talked about this, and he said, not one stone will be left on another. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, and that's a big hill, not a mountain as we think of it in America, but a big hill east of Jerusalem. I've been up there. In fact, I climbed up, not just rode up, but climbed up once or twice. It's kind of fun when you do it yourself on foot. The disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming? Notice, his second coming. He did not come in 70 A.D. at all. And the end of the age. 70 A.D. was not the end of the age by any stretch of the imagination. So what happened there was only a small type of the time of the end. And Jesus answered and said, take heed that no one deceives you. That's the first thing you'd better do. Be sure that you're not fooled, because the vast majority of humans are going to be fooled. God tells us throughout the entire New Testament, as we've shown you in this work again and again, that people are deceived in the world. He speaks back here in Revelation, and you can turn if you want to. I'll just read it to you. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out here at the time of the end, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. That's who the devil deceives, the whole world. Do you believe this? Well, that's what God says time after time in the New Testament. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, he speaks about the God of this age who has deceived human beings, blinded their eyes, the God of this age, not the true God, but Satan the devil, whom God has allowed to deceive human beings. And so most people are deceived. You say, well, I'm not deceived. Well, frankly, does a deceived person know he's deceived? If people knew they were deceived, they wouldn't be deceived, would they? Think about it and be willing to open your mind and heart, and perhaps you could get undeceived if you really try to understand this book and ask God to give you understanding. So the first thing is to open your mind and study the Bible. Prove all things and hold fast that which is good. Take heed that no one deceives you. Maybe your preacher has deceived you. Maybe the religion you just grew up in and took for granted, whatever kind of religion it was, has been a wrong religion, and you're sincere, and your parents were sincere. They didn't understand. People just get deceived, and they go the wrong way. For many will come in my name. He didn't say they'd come in the name George Jones or John Smith. He said they'll come, Jesus is speaking. He said they will come in my name. They will come in the name of Jesus Christ, and they will deceive many. He did not say a few. They will deceive the many. It's always the many who will be deceived. The whole world is to be deceived, God says, again and again. We must learn to believe what God says. And you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled. So now he begins to list a number of things. They said, show us what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. He says, first of all, false preachers are going to come along using my name. They'll come in the name of Christ. Christian preachers using Jesus' name and deceive many. Then you'll have wars and then kingdom against kingdom, he says, after nation against nation, a different Greek word meaning alliances of nations. So after deception, you have wars, then world wars, and we're in the era of world wars today. And then there will be famines, lack of food, not just in some backward country, but frankly, as the Bible indicates, all over the world, and particularly upon the people who call themselves Israel and who are Israel and don't even know it as well, such as the American and British descended peoples. These people are going to have these things fall on them in a way that we, my friends, have never experienced before. Lack of food, yes, in America, Canada, Britain, Australia, the breadbasket of the world. Pestilences are coming next, disease epidemics. They are coming here. Not always off in Africa with the Ebola virus or off in Asia, somewhere else. It's going to be right here. Think about it and watch your newspapers. Earthquakes. We had one of the greatest earthquakes in modern history, the terrible earthquake down in El Salvador. Over 700 people killed, thousands homeless, and of course many other hundreds disappeared and are unaccounted for. Probably the true death toll will never be known. It happened so suddenly, a scream, and suddenly the mountain began to descend upon them in that one city, as you know, and they were damaged and they were killed, and they were completely disrupted. Their whole life changed in a period of minutes. So this is what's going to happen. Earthquakes in various places. Don't think it will always be somewhere else. The biggest earthquake in American history occurred in New Madrid, they call it. Not Madrid as in Spain, but New Madrid, Missouri, down in southeastern Missouri of all places. The biggest recorded earthquake in American history occurred there. Earthquakes are going to occur all over. You watch. Jesus said so. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. They're not the end. These things are gradually going to build up. Then they will deliver you. Who is you? This is Jesus' disciples, his faithful followers, not just then, but at the time of the end he's talking about, as I will show you clearly. Whoever they are, he said, they are going to deliver you, you faithful people, up to tribulation. There's going to be a great tribulation coming on God's church and on God's people Israel as well, and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And my friends, they have to know who we are before they can hate us. And God's true church and God's work is so small, they don't hate us now because they don't know us. And yet you say, well, this applies to someone else. And you're talking out of turn, Mr. Meredith. No, they're not hating the Catholic Church. They're not hating the Baptists or the Methodists or these other churches. You know that. Somewhere on earth is a true church of God that's going to do a work so powerful that eventually they'll be hated. We're talking about the coming kingdom of God and how that rock, that stone, is going to crush all the other kingdoms of this earth, and Christ will rule. They won't like to hear that. They won't like to be told their sins and how they've rebelled against God's law, and they will hate God's true people and kill many of them, although most of those, not all of those, some of us ministers may be killed and martyred or thrown in jail, but most of those, God indicates frankly, for your sake I should say this, it tells you this in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12 and verses 10 to 12. And back in Revelation chapter 12, it shows that there is going to be a place of safety where most of God's very zealous people will be taken to a place of safety. But many will be killed in the meantime and hated by all nations, all the nations, because it's going to be a worldwide work. And then the end will come, of course. And then will many be offended, betray one another, and will hate one another. And many even of God's people will turn on one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. At the time of the end, there are going to be perhaps charismatic people claiming to speak in tongues. They're just babbling gibberish. There are going to be false miracles, false this, false that. The great false church is going to rise up and one great false prophet even bring down fire from heaven. All this stuff is going to happen. And you will have to know the Bible and know that you know where God is working and what God really says, or you'll be deceived by these false preachers. That's why you need to study and feed on this book, the Bible, and pray to God to really understand. I hope you will. And because lawlessness will abound, is he talking about the traffic laws? No, they didn't have traffic laws. They just had oxen and sheep and goats and you know, donkeys back there. He's talking about the law of God. They're breaking the Ten Commandments. People are living together, over 6 million of them in the United States. And fornication, living that way, and it's growing. In fact, the number is exploding, this one source tells us, here in the United States, and people in all kinds of sin all over this nation, butchering and killing the unborn children by the millions. 25 or 30 million of them have been butchered in the last several years. We talk about the Holocaust that happened to the Jews, but what are we doing to our children that are almost maybe just 6 inches from being born, and they pull them out and crush their skull? What a wonderful society in the land of the free and the home of the brave, as we call ourselves. Who's kidding who? All right. Then many will be offended, and many false prophets will rise, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will wax cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved, the end of this age. And this gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the coming kingdom of God, kingdom means government. The good news of the coming government of God. Christ is coming as King of Kings. Thank God. This good news of Christ's coming, of the coming kingdom, will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. That was not done back in apostolic times. They didn't go to the Chinese and all these other places, but it's going to be done now as a witness to all the nations. And then the end of this age, the end of this society as we know it, will come. Everything will be changed. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, this abomination is going to be in some kind of temple or altar, no doubt on the Temple Mount, somewhere in Jerusalem at least. When you see that, whoever reads, let him understand. That's why we're commanded to pray and to study and to watch. Watch these things work out. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. And don't come down out of your house and get ready. Just go when God says go. So think about this. There's going to be an abomination of desolation. I don't have time to go into this, my friends. It's a whole separate sermon, frankly, or subject. But if you turn quickly to Daniel, he's talking about the coming Hitler, when you understand it, the coming final emperor over a European empire, revived Roman Empire. And in verse 31, verse 31, it says, forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. They shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. They're going to place a terrible abomination. That happened before the time of Christ under Antiochus Epiphanes, a terrible Syrian despot who put literally the idol of Zeus or Jupiter Olympus right in the temple of God and sacrificed swine's flesh and made them do horrible things. He was a type of this final despot. And so that was going to happen. And those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. It goes on in verse 32. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Yes, the people who know their God, and that had better be us. I hope it includes all of you. Think about it. Pray about it. We must be the people of God if we expect God's protection and guidance and deliverance in the terrible times we're now entering. All right? This abomination of desolation is something to watch in your newspapers. Watch it on TV news. See these things beginning to happen. False prophets increasing, then wars, world wars, lack of food, even in civilized areas and in our areas, lack of food, famine, then disease, then earthquakes, then God's true people, whose true church, who obey him, finally persecuted terribly for warning the world. So he says, then watch for the abomination of desolation, and down in verse 20, pray that your flight, God's true people, will flee to a place of safety. They'll be taken by God. Pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. They knew what Sabbath he was talking about, not on the day of the sun, but God's faithful Sabbath, God's true Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, horrifying tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. There's never been a time of trouble like this. And unless those days were shortened, the time of this tribulation, no flesh would be saved. In other words, man would simply blast himself off this planet. And my friends, again, that helps us understand when it is. Man never had the capacity to blow human life off this planet until the last 20 or 30 years. Now we can do it, but we couldn't really kill every human being before. But now we can. We're in that generation. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. God himself will intervene in mercy and shorten the times of this coming tribulation, because the coming beast power is going to rise up in Europe, a final revival of the Holy Roman Empire, and they are going to attack the Israelitish peoples, the Americans and the British descended peoples of the world, and it's going to be the great tribulation. That beast power is rising now, and you need to watch it. And to understand that, we have here a booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain, that tells you a lot about what is lying ahead in your future. This is your future laid right out that you can understand. So be sure that you contact us to get this booklet, and just click the order free button on our website. That's all you have to do. Click the order free button on our website and request this booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain. It will be sent absolutely free upon request. It really will open up Bible prophecy to you and the key to understanding all prophecy. So be sure you contact us and ask for this. And remember, we're entering a time where unless God shortened those days, all flesh would be destroyed. So let's get close to God and let's fear God and walk with our God and try and pray for understanding. I'm going to stop here and finish this chapter in the next program. So this is it for today. This is Roderick C. Meredith speaking for the Living Church of God.